Hello children, this audio clip deals with the second part of the chapter Library Classes of the subject Computer Applications of Class 10. In the previous audio clip, we have seen what is a package, the difference between primitive and composite data types, wrapper classes and their usages with respect to numeric and character data types, for example int, parseInt, string s, long, float and double types. Now, in this lesson, we will study the character data type in details. How to assign a character, how to input a character, different character-oriented functions. Also, we'll see what is autoboxing and unboxing. First, let us understand what a character is. A character is defined as a letter, a digit, or any special symbol enclosed within single quotes. For example, capital A within single quote, small a within single quote, a number 2 within single quote, a plus sign within single quote, etc. Each character is associated with a numeric code termed as ASCII code. ASCII stands for American Standard Code for Information Interchange. There are 256 ASCII characters, but only 128 characters are used in a computer. Again, all 128 characters are not available on the keyboard. This is because the keyboard should be handy and comfortable for the users. The ASCII code for the first character is 0, whereas for the last character is 127. The ASCII codes of characters 0 to 9 are 48 to 57, for capital A to Z are 65 to 90, and for small A to Z are 97 to 122. Now, first we'll see how to assign a character literal to a variable. We have to use the syntax char data type variable name equal to character literal. For example, char ch equal to A, capital A within single quotes, char ch1 equal to 8 within single quotes, char ch2 equal to plus within single quotes. Here the variables A, 8, plus should be enclosed in single quotes. To input a character using a scanner class, first we need to import the package java.util in our program. Then a scanner object is created, scanner in equal to new scanner system.in. Then the character is input through the scanner object created. For example, char ch equal to in.next.char@0. Any character entered from the keyboard will be input to the variable ch during runtime. Now let us deal with character oriented functions. The character wrapper class contains the character data types. Some functions to manipulate these character data types are boolean p equal to character dot is letter c. Here p will return true since c is a character. Another example, boolean p equal to character dot is letter 6. Here p will return false since 6 is not a letter. Similarly, another functions are character dot is digit, character dot is letter or digit, character dot is white space. All these functions return either true or false depending upon the argument. Next functions are character dot is uppercase capital A within single quotes. Here P will return true if A is given in capital letter, otherwise it will return false. Similarly, boolean P equal to character dot is lowercase a. Here P will return true if A is given in small letters. Now next set of functions are character dot to uppercase and character dot to lowercase. These return character data types either in uppercase or lowercase. If a number or a special character is given as argument, it will return the same given character since the argument is not a character. Now our next topic for the session will be autoboxing and unboxing. Autoboxing is the automatic conversion of primitive data type into an object of its equivalent wrapper class. For example, integer val equal to new integer within brackets 26. Here, the integer type data 26 is converted into an object val of integer wrapper class. We need autoboxing to pass a primitive data to a function that uses a wrapper object as function argument. Also, we need autoboxing to add primitive data in the list of array elements. Unboxing is the opposite of autoboxing. It converts an object of wrapper class into primitive data types. Thank you.